It's 37 degrees outside, and Karen Otterson fights a bitter wind.
Burr.
She's standing beside a busy road and holds a sign asking drivers for money. She's not downtown today, but she frequently panhandles there, despite a 2007 ordinance that made it illegal to verbally ask people for on-the-spot donations in Springfield's downtown historic district. Otterson says she's been arrested and ticketed for panhandling dozens of times.
The police harassment needs to stop. We need to squash it. The police need to learn to leave me alone.
Panhandling is protected as free speech, but like Springfield, nearly every U.S. city regulates it, or did. The Supreme Court ruling from last year has put such laws under scrutiny. The case actually had nothing to do with panhandling. It was about church signage. The city of Gilbert, Arizona had different rules for displaying signs with political messages than for signs promoting events. Courts weigh free speech regulations by considering whether they are targeted at the message itself or at how the message is expressed. Cities can't ban a political protest because they don't like what the group will say, but they can limit the time or the place for the protest. In the Arizona case, the court ruled the city's law unconstitutional, but for a brand new reason. It said regulating speech just because of its topic is unconstitutional.
Previously, we might have thought that the most obvious violation of the First Amendment would be a regulation that says you can have pro-war rallies in this park, but you can't have anti-war rallies.
American University law professor Steve Wormel says it's a shift from the way free speech laws have been interpreted in the past.
But for a government to say, in this public park you can talk about baseball, but you can't talk about war, wouldn't have been thought to violate the First Amendment.
Opponents of panhandling ordinances argue that because of this ruling, governments can't tell panhandlers what they can say or where they can say it, any more than they can restrict the conversation of two people strolling down the street. Since then, federal courts have started tossing out panhandling ordinances. Springfield's law could be next. The U.S. Supreme Court recently declined to hear an appeal from the city on a lower court's decision that has temporarily stopped police from enforcing it. The ruling on the Arizona case did leave the door open, but only a crack, to laws that narrowly restrict speech based on content, if governments can make the case that the restrictions are narrow and serve a compelling public interest. An attorney for the city of Springfield says he plans to prove just that. Meanwhile, cities like Evanston and Carbondale say their ordinances are now under review because of the Springfield case. Megan Cole is the director of Carbondale's Main Street Group. When Carbondale's city council debated its current regulation in 2012, Cole testified about complaints from business owners that panhandlers were ruining sales and scaring customers.
This is going to sound very harsh, but I don't care where they go. Not in the business district. Maybe we don't want them in the residential districts either, but not in the business district.
Lawyer Mark Weinberg represents Karen Otterson, the panhandler from Springfield. He says he realizes the general public doesn't like being solicited by panhandlers, but he says they have free speech rights too.
I understand why politicians try to pass laws that are very harsh towards them, but I'm a big believer in the First Amendment, and I don't think these people should be stepped on just because people don't like them.
Cities like Grand Junction, Colorado, and Lowell, Massachusetts, have already seen their panhandling ordinances struck down. Springfield's ordinance is on hold until it gets its turn. A jury trial is currently scheduled for May of next year. I'm Sarah Mueller.